السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this
Imam al-Hussein's first speech on the day of Ashura, part 1, the ultimatum. O people, listen to my speech and do not make haste until I have given you a piece of advice concerning your duty towards me, and I seek your pardon for my coming here. If you accept my explanation, verify my truthfulness, and deal with me with justice, you will attain prosperity, and then there would remain no way for you to fight me. And if you reject my explanation, deny my reason, and do not make a fair judgment, then plan your move and call your associates and make certain of your plan. Then do whatever you intend against me, allowing me no respite. My savior is Allah, who has revealed the book, and he protects those who are righteous.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara An-Nahiya Al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala al-Husayn alladhi samihat nafsuhu bimuhjati.
Peace be upon al-Husayn, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
As-salamu ala man ata'a Allah fi sirrihi wa alaniyatihi.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah ash-shifaa fi turbatihi.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala man al-ijabatu tahta qubbatihi.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
As-salamu ala man al-a'immatu min dhurriyatihi.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
As-salamu ala ibn khatim al-anbiya.
As-salamu ala ibn sayyid al-aghsiya. Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
As-salamu ala ibn Fatimah al-Zahra. As-salamu ala ibn Khadijah al-Kubra.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
As-salamu ala ibn Sidrat al-Muntaha. As-salamu ala ibn Jannat al-Ma'wa. As-salamu ala ibn Zamzam wa-Safa.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-salamu ala al-murammal bid-dima. As-salamu ala al-mahtuk al-khiba. As-salamu ala khamis ashab ahl al-kasaya.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. Sallallahu alayki wa abdillah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program The Dialogue. And I'm Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. Imam al-Hussein al-Salam never lost any opportunity for guiding the enemy forces to the right path. And this is very instructive in that Imam al-Hussein al-Salam intended to rescue people, not only to rescue his companions and those people who were on his side, rather Imam al-Hussein al-Salam intended to rescue the enemy soldiers from both perplexity and being surrounded by hellfire in the world hereafter. On the day of Ashura, Imam al-Hussein al-Salam delivered several speeches, and in one of them, he indicated it that the enemy soldiers should listen to him carefully in order to find out the truth of his statements. Imam al-Hussein al-Salam never intended to tackle the enemy forces' sentiments and feelings. Rather, Imam al-Hussein al-Salam appealed to the reasoning and to the power of argumentation. However, the enemy forces over there against Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, they were short of understanding and appreciating the truth of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam's statements. Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, in his indications in his lecture, indicated it to them that he had come to Iraq, to Karbala, based on the thousands of letters that he had received from the inhabitants of Iraq and mainly Kufa when he was in Mecca. And then, based on the letters of invitation, translated into present-day political slogan, political idiom, Imam al-Hussein al-Salam went to Kufa but ended up in Karbala based on the political votes of people of Kufa. Then Imam al-Hussein al-Salam intended that in case the enemy forces had changed their mind and don't want to receive him, he was ready to return back to Mecca, back to Medina. And then Imam al-Hussein al-Salam recited a piece of Quranic statement, Quranic verse, whose wisdom is as follows. My savior is Allah, who has revealed the book. He protects those who are righteous. Imam al-Husayn al-Salam intended to guide those people to the right path, both through introducing himself and explaining the actual situation to them. However, we find that the enemy forces were reluctant to listen to him. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As-salamu alayka ya Aba
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني